Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, we're about 90 days from the Igniting Souls Conference, and probably much sooner by the time you see this. The point is, I get oftentimes asked, how do you plan your events? And I just want to give you a sneak peek as you plan your own events. Maybe you already know this stuff, but maybe it will help you. But what I do basically is I have what I call a first creation mindset anytime I'm planning events. So what that means is that every event that I ever plan happens first in my mind. And that's true for anything. If you're looking at this water bottle, the inventor had to create this first once in his or her mind, and then second in the actual reality of the contents. And that's how it is. That's how our brains work. You cannot ever achieve anything that you haven't first thought of. So all creation happens first in the brain with the initial thought. That's what I call first creation. So for instance, today I'm going to be meeting with a gentleman named Joel, and Joel and I are going to have a first creation meeting where we basically map out the entire section of one of the conferences. And that is incredibly helpful. I don't leave anything to chance, and you can't. Listen, when you have, I flex a lot of times with our events. It's not like, ooh, you know, the magic schedule says we have to do what we have to do, so we can't flex. I'm not opposed to flexing, but the bigger your audience, the bigger your guests in terms of international travelers. I mean, there's just so many details that you can't leave it up to chance anymore. You have microphones and transitions and all kinds of stuff. We call this a TikTok. And the TikTok is the minute-by-minute breakdown of the entire conference. And we have something called the pre-con TikTok. So this is just a little bit into that world. I know that I certainly didn't do that in the beginning. When I first started events, I kind of said, well, you know, from here to here, we'll kind of just do this. And listen, the events reflected that. And it didn't feel very polished. It didn't feel very sharp. And as a result, I've had to grow and close those gaps of what it means to run a stellar conference. So hope this helps. Hope you can think through your own first creation opportunities prior to your events, and let me know how it goes, because I'm convinced it will step up your game. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.